Welcome to the world of Muscle Smoke and Mirrors, where it's all about muscle, health, history, training, nutrition, bodybuilding, and state of mind.
Hey, listener, you're back with another episode of the World of Muscle with Tomas and Randy.
How are you doing today, Tomas?
I'm actually doing really well. I just spent about an hour configuring my computer so we can record with a higher quality of sound.
And we should be sounding better out there today, right?
Yeah, we should be sounding better. We kind of did a couple of test runs and they turned out pretty good.
Tomas was finally able to convince me to put my headset on, which I was reluctant as a blind guy. I don't like headsets. I kind of feel confined, like almost like a Helen Keller, but he convinced me. It does sound better at my end anyway. It sounds better.
Yeah, get closer to the microphone.
As close as I'm going to get.
That's good. It sounds much better to me anyway, okay, as I'm listening. So we'll see how the recording turns out. And if you have any feedback, listener, just let us know. So we can go on. Oh, the other thing we're doing is we're going to squeeze this episode in before the previously recorded episodes, because we have about three of them, and including a two-parter, ready to go. But we just wanted to squeeze this in for it to be a little more timely. It's July 30th today. And next weekend, actually not this weekend, but the weekend after, so on August 8th, we're heading to Rochester, New York. Randy has finally decided to go, so we're going to get in the car and drive for 3 hours.
And if we have any trouble at the border, we're just going to go down through Mexico and walk across, no problem.
Sounds good. That's the plan. We may be late, a little late.
I've been listening too much to the Donald lately, so that just came to mind.
With the Donald?
Yeah, election time. In the United States, and Donald Trump is kind of making a statement with the illegal aliens. But anyways, we are going to go down to the Mr. America for its reboot, and it's going to be interesting. Of course, there's other people who are making some negative comments out there, but they had to start, and they're going to have some names there. And I look forward to meeting fellows like Red Laurel, who I've spoken to and interviewed. He was 1960 Mr. America. I always want to be Pete Kronkowski because we've talked so much, and Danny Padilla and Jim Raquel, and I think Roger Keller is going to be there. I even heard maybe Frank Zane, and there's going to be a couple more surprises I hear that are going to be there. So it'll be interesting. I'm interested as well, because Tomas and I will be in our next book that we've started, book two already. It still deals with the 1982 and the Mr. America when it broke away. So it's kind of, it's pertinent actually to the books. So it'll be a good trip.
It'll give us a chance to do some more research and ask the people that were actually there.
That's right. So we have been getting, we've tried to improve the sound because these podcasts are actually going over pretty good, better than we thought. And we're actually getting good comments and reviews.
Yeah, we got some reviews on iTunes. Thank you so much. We're going to read them out in a bit.
Is that where they leave them on iTunes? Okay. For all you listeners, even though I was a computer programmer for many years, I am not a computer geek. And the social media, Tomas is been dragging me kicking and screaming, but he's been right. It's quite amazing the way it just networks in like a spider web out there, and it just introduces you to more and more and more people. So Tomas is the expert on this, so I just kind of going for the ride.
I just take your hand and bring you along. Let's, you know what, since we just talked about the iTunes reviews, let me read them out. We had one. This is from Canada. So iTunes doesn't make it very easy for you to see your reviews. I had to kind of click a million times to find this one. This is in Canada from Superhuman YYZ.
We were desperate enough to do those million clicks to find one.
Absolutely. Just so to get some feedback from iTunes, see what's going on. And the title of it is Love, Randy Roach. And it says, I can't wait till this podcast blows up and really gets rolling. Randy has access to all the greats of physical culture and some amazing stories. This Tomash guy sounds pretty smart too. And I think underneath it's signed Randy's mom.
Yeah, that's probably correct.
But going by superhuman YYZ, I'm going to guess that it may be someone else. Hopefully you sent him a big enough check for that.
Always.
And we have one from Australia, from Ash Roy. Fantastic show with great information. What a fantastic show. Tomash and Randy are clearly passionate and knowledgeable when it comes to the history of muscle building. I really enjoyed hearing that excerpt from Arnold Schwarzenegger on why judging in bodybuilding has deteriorated. If you're a bodybuilding enthusiast, you'd be crazy to miss this show. Thanks for a very informative and entertaining show, Randy and Tomash. Thanks, Ash.
That's interesting because Arnold, actually, the week later that to the Arnold Classic, they did the Arnold Classic Australia, and Arnold said the same type of comments. I appreciate that from Australia. I have seen a lot of great encouragement and support from Australia, and I was happy to make a lot more contacts writing this first book on Arnold and Frankel's comebacks because I was able to access a number of guys who were there. I was able to add to the story that nobody's heard before, and so Australia's been really, really, really beneficial, and I still haven't figured out how they don't fall off the planet down on.
It's pretty impressive that they can do all this upside down.
Yeah, basically, it's all upside down.
But what I listened to Charles Poliquin being interviewed by Tim, and he was at the Arnold Classic in Australia back in March, I believe it was, and he actually mentioned how inspired he was after listening to Arnold talking about whatever he talked about. I actually don't know.
Charles was. I like his name, Poliquin. I always think that was a cool name. I have to admit, even though like I'm not the biggest fan of Arnold, but it's inspiring. Listen, it was almost sound like he meant it. You know what I mean?
Was that in Australia or was that in Ohio?
No, the first one was the first Arnold Classic in Columbus that he did that speech. But I heard a week later he said it again because, again, the standings were basically the same, true. Right, as they were previous. I heard that he did the same thing, but I've not heard those remarks.
I think he may have given a seminar, but I could be wrong. I'll have to we'll re-listen to that message. Or that podcast with Charles on the way down to Rochester. It's a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Which reminds us that we're keeping ours between 15, 20, 25 minutes. I think one of them is longer. That's why we had to turn it into a 2-episoder and to correct a few things too. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So we do appreciate all the reviews and all the responses we're getting through email and on the comments on the website as well.
Yeah, I even received a phone call the other night from Paul Becker, who runs trulyhuge.com, saying he's enjoying the shows. I appreciate Paul because he's one of the only major websites that has kind of acknowledged Muscle Smoke and Mirrors. You know, so I appreciate the fact that what he's done and the fact that he even called to say he's listening to our podcast. So thanks, Paul Becker from trulyhuge.com.
Thank you, Paul.
We are getting a lot of comments through an email and asking about certain issues and topics, and we plan to address a lot of topics, a lot of subjects in nutrition and training, drugs, and other aspects of life as well. But we still want to keep the shows like 15, 20 minutes so we don't run on too long. So we hope to do this for a long time and address many things and to shoot more videos and photographs with the training stuff. And I know we did one on, what was it, our second podcast with Don Holworth? We talked about shoulder training.
Yes, we did.
And he comments about
third, it was the third one.
Yeah, how to do certain exercises. So we've done that with the tricep show, showing the machine and the free weight. So it's not a big deal when you're up here to shoot some other shots or doing certain exercises, and so it's kind of fun doing it.
And we might even talk during it instead of it being a silent movie.
Yeah, we're still growing. We're still growing.
We're learning.
Yeah. But again, like I said, we do have a double show coming up, but this one is going to air probably the beginning of next week in the first few days of August, just to mention that we are going down to...
Well, you know, I might surprise you and put this out today or tomorrow, meaning Thursday or Friday.
Okay, that'll be good.
Yes, I could tell a little doubt in your voice, but we'll see. We'll see if I can get it happening.
Yeah, well, as long as it's out before we go.
Thanks. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
You're welcome.
And okay, so we were going back to the Mr. A. We're going to drive there in the morning and hang out at the, you mentioned the Legends booth. There's going to be a booth for the Legends.
Yeah, there is a Legends booth. And I mentioned earlier some of the guys that will be there. I just need a place to park. I can't see anything that's going on there. I just got to find a place to park and listen.
Exactly. And if you're there, listener, please come by and say hello.
I will be the blind guy with the stick.
And I will be the guy holding the sign, I'm with stupid.
And who looks like a terrorist.
Well, in certain days.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any, before we end the show, do you have any news and updates regarding the book? Because people are asking what's going on, when is it coming out?
The writing's done and edited. As you know, we're down to selecting the photographs. We have photographs. We've been lucky. We've had many people donate photographs, and we've had to pay for a few. I'm currently in contact and trying to negotiate for a particular photo of Frank Zane that I think is – I'm not going to tell the listener which one it is, but I think it's – I remember seeing it 37 years ago maybe. When I saw it, I thought it was one of the best bodybuilding photographs that I've seen. We found the photograph. That's not the problem. We found the photographer. So it's a matter of negotiating a price for it.
That won't break the bank.
That won't break the bank. Yeah, because we want to keep it within context of what we've been paying for the other photographs. So I'm going to hopefully even make a deal, get a photo. It won't make or break the book, but it's just a nice photo. And we have some pretty cool photos, some that have never been published before. Gary Bartlett's been great. David Marsh from Weider Archives has been great. Vince Basile from Australia has been awesome, you know, with his generosity in the film. A lot of people have been pretty good that way. So that's where we are. And it's a matter of, since we get the photographs in, we're good to go. It's just a matter of just getting them printed, getting them to ebook, and out to go. And we even have somebody was saying they're interested in a voice book. Voice books are cool, but they're expensive. So there needs to be, I think, a bigger demand for it. I've only had about four people in the past, since 2008, ask for the voice books. Being a blind guy, and you would think I'd be more into the voice books, but now with ebook is just as good because we have our speech software. And there's something I wanted to announce. I did an interview. We're going to release it soon. A two-part interview with Bill Kasiaba down in Florida. Bill is almost exactly my age and blind and a former gym owner. So, and he does great interviews. He's had Bill Pearl. He's one of the few guys to get Bill Pearl on the line in the past year, and Mike Katz. And he interviews a lot of the old pro wrestlers, which I'm kind of a fan of. So he did an interview, a two-part interview on me, my background. And at the same time, Health and Strength was really very generous in Health and Strength in the UK. And it often gets confused with Strength and Health that Bob Hoffman ran from 1932 to the mid-80s. But Health and Strength gave three issues for a biography on me, and all three of them are out. So we're going to be posting a link to that. For any of you people who have trouble going to sleep at night, you can read any or listen to any of these interviews and out you go, right? So those are the things that are coming down the line. But I really want this book out fast. We got the prologue. I want the prologue out for free. We got covers that we would show.
We got covers that are – exactly. I was actually going to get to them. We have about five covers of drafts of what Randy has explained to me and what we kind of think the cover is going to look like. And I'll be putting them on Facebook, which reminds me, the Facebook page for The World of Muscle is facebook.com/worldofmuscle, all one word. You can go check out posts there, and that's where the covers are going to go. Sorry, I cut you
off. That's cool. Do they not get – can we send out messages when they're up there too? Doesn't it spread all out? Some of those books are there. If the cover's there, they want to voice their opinion on whatever ones that we have up there.
Yeah, pick one, and then we're going to put more effort into the one that is the
most popular. I really want this prologue out in the next week or two, right, for sure.
Yes. So
they can just click and download it. Okay.
That sounds good. Thanks, Randy. Talk to you later. Oh, before we go, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us by leaving a comment on our website, theworldofmuscle.com. And also, if you like this podcast, please share it with a friend and be sure to give it a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The World of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. We hope you've enjoyed the content of this episode, and we're looking forward to sharing more next time.